Hey there, Papa. Look at sis. Down in the backyard, just a shaking like this.
Do the Georgia crawl. Ah, Georgia crawl.
I believe they don't have much choice about it, Squirrel.
No, you don't.
Pretty chicks, you shorty shorty. Carl McLean, everybody.
Well, you say we give him one of them old fiddle tunes.
All right, yeah, all right. Let's
you got that old bow rising up?
Yeah.
I seen him rising in that bow a little earlier.
Maybe not too fast. They want a two-step.
Let's play him a slow one.
They want a two-step a little bit.
I can't take it anymore, boys. Was a song for all you beautiful people. Now here's another one for the rest of us.
Well, folks, I'm such a lovable person. Ain't I a lovable person, Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just loves me.
Should I? Personally.
Yeah.
Everybody loves me.
Yeah. That's the, yeah.
For the first 2 hours, yeah. At least.
The problem
maybe on
is
Thursday.
Would anybody leave?
Is it? We're just going to throw this out there. Would anybody be interested in sharing their camper with Squirrel tonight? He's up early. Up early and up late.
Yeah.
If anybody has an extra spot, just holler.
I have my rabies shot.
We'll even trade. If some nice person would like to stay in our camper and they stay in Squirrel's camper, we'll do it.
Does talk to us.
People love me. The real problem is I don't love nobody.
true story. Thank you, Squirrel. Now, if anyone would like to take home a copy of Squirrel singing that particular song and maybe some others, you need to step right over to this merch tent. You're going to find all sorts of doodads you're just going to want to take home.
See the lovely Heidi.
And a deal you can't refuse. All right, now anyone that would like to, this is a slow, sultry dance tune, and there's a reward for the person that we judge to have danced the best gets to kiss Squirrel on top of his head. Yep. All of you get excited, and that's your reward at the end. Well, they told us over here that was enough fiddle tunes that people were starting to walk off. So we're going to play some jug tunes for you.
Josh just loves jugs.
Yeah, he's a
jug master.
He's the world renowned jug player. You know, we're not joking. Like he's really like an international jug player. You know, say whatever kind of crass joke you're thinking. It's inappropriate, but you know he's like legitimately a jug player.
He's a good Christian.
And he collects playable jugs from all over the world. Some of you might also have some interesting collected jugs. If you would like to show Josh especially your jugs, he'll look at them behind the merch tent.
You ready?
Thank you.
How you stop your lips from getting chapped from playing that thing?
Well, there's a lot of secrets, Squirrel. One we used to do, though, back in the day was kiss the old pig on the farm, and that would keep your lips from ever getting chapped from playing a jug.
Huh. Was it their, what was it, reckon?
Well, usually their snout was so dirty you didn't want to lick your lips after that. So. Okay. You kind of leave them alone.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah, okay. They've already quit clapping. We're to that point. All right. Well, let's sing them a love song and see if that helps.
Yeah, that usually does.
Thanks, fella.
Did anybody we didn't see anyone dancing to Kiss Squirrel on the Head?
It's sweaty. What can I say?
Yeah, it's schweissy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's that one fella asked for.
What's that? That Josie girl?
No, leaving home.
Squirrel's getting ahead of us.
Yeah, Squirrel gets excited. Thank you all for coming to listen to Squirrel tune his banjo. We will play some songs in between tuning the banjo.
Boom!
It was tuned when he got it here. I understand.
All right. Say when, Squirrel.
When, Squirrel.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts till they had a quarrel one day. Johnny vowed he was leaving, said he was going away, never coming home, going away to Rome. Well, Frankie begged and she played a singer, now my love Johnny, please stay. I know all along I've done you wrong, but please don't go away. And Frankie cried and Johnny sighed. He said, I'm going away, I'm going to stay, never coming home. Said, oh honey, I believe your hour has come. From under her kimono, she pulled a 44 gun. These love affairs are hard to bear. Well, Johnny ran down the stairway screaming, now Frankie, girl, don't shoot. But one little squeeze on the 44 and the gun went rooty-doo-doo. And Johnny fell, and Frankie yelled. She said, I'm gone away, I'm gonna stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days they say. Come play pretty now, boys. Send for the rubber-tired hearses and send for the rubber-tired hats. They take Johnny to the graveyard, so you shot him in the back with a great big gun. All it had to be done. Then send for the policeman, lost in for right away. They take Frankie to the jailhouse and wanna throw the key away, cause Johnny's dead. All because he said, I'm gone away, I'm gonna stay, never coming home. Your loving man, gonna miss me, honey, in the days they say to come. Well, thank you, fella. We don't get that much, but we appreciate it.
We try.
Well, they seem like a pretty patient audience, Squirrel. We might as well throw another fiddle tune at them.
It looked like you might have a contender for that dance contest up here.
Oh, yeah, we had,
had an answer.
She may not have been aware of the reward. Is probably why she
is dancing.
Yeah, now that you say that.
Let's not tell her. Oh, yeah. That's the reception we usually get. Yeah, that's it. Really have, well, you can if you want to. Kiss Squirrel on the head.
He loves that.
He does like it. It's good for his ego.
Yeah. His scalp. Ew. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
See?
A bunch of it.
I love you, Bill. look like they're getting tired out there.
Yeah.
Their spirits are weary.
So, they look weary.
They're staying hydrated. That's good.
He's staying hydrated.
Yep, it's good.
He's staying hydrated.
What?
Winnie's.
What are you saying? Who is that up there, squirrel? Is that your granny?
She follows us everywhere.
She done followed us everywhere.
Tell him, what's she say?
Yeah, here comes Grandma. She hung her head and cried. My daughter can't love me. It's fading away tonight. Well, don't get weary, children. Don't get weary. I'm coming from the ball.
set our clock. They didn't
didn't set our clock. We don't know when it's supposed to go off. We're going to keep playing until they drag us off. So just that's what's going to happen. We want to thank everybody for coming out to the square dance last night. Who all came out? That fella right there, I tell you, that's some of the finest dancing we ever saw. This long-legged fella in overalls right here.
I remember him, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
I saw him.
You will see the real authentic thing. That's it.
Appreciate you coming, fella. All right.
Thank you.
Good deal, then. All right.
Fly around?
Yeah, hey. Fly around. Hey, since you're all in a dancing mood and some of you ain't, we're going to make you dance.
Yeah, we're going to keep badgering
you about
it. We'll
make you dance anyway. I drank all that coffee this morning, and it wasn't for nothing.
No, it wasn't. And thank you all for the warm reception this morning. Of course, we're from Tennessee. And we thank you. We've noticed that sometimes the etiquette is somewhat different. And, we inadvertently embarrass ourselves. Like, for instance, Randy and I this morning, we're really sorry about it. We were walking about, and you know the very nice lady with the palm reading station. Well, so Randy and I go in there and we're curious. You know, they don't have that sort of thing where we're from. And she said, "What? You're a palm reader? You know, we bale a lot of hay, so I don't know if it's accurate." She said, "Well, I can look into your eyes and tell what you're thinking." Well, me and Randy were kind of bashful, so we wanted to both go in together. She said, "Well, you can both come in. You can read our minds together. It won't affect us." No, so we walked in, sat in our chair. She looked into our eyes, began to read our minds, slapped the fire out of Randy and told us to get out. But we're sorry about that. We didn't realize it.
That happened to you too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Didn't translate. See, they're shaking their head. Said that she was a mind reader.
She looks like she's
she was a mind reader.
Right, look at her. I can say it.
She didn't. Yeah.
It's blowing her mind. And the
security. We're really sorry to security, and we appreciate their patience. Yesterday during that rainstorm, they have left. But there were some ladies. They were wearing just beautiful white dresses, and the rain came, and of course it saturated their clothes, and we were really embarrassed for them. So we were in our camper where it's nice and dry, and we peeked our heads out and said, "Hey, y'all come in here where it's dry." And they just ran away, and then security came and talked to us. We didn't know. We were really sorry about that.
They called us a bunch of dumb hillbillies, but I said,
"We took exception.
I've got a cell phone.
We took exception.
We are Mountain Williams."
That's right.
Thank you. dark and cloudy. Every time I see that girl, no one tells me howdy. I fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my dizzy, fly around my pretty little miss. You almost drove me crazy.
Wasn't talking to us, but we appreciate it. Yeah.
Can y'all hear that banjo okay? I'm sorry about that. I probably should have apologized for that a long time ago.
Well, I was going to tell another joke, but I think we want to be invited back.
Another one of them Middle Tennessee fiddle tunes.
Thank you.
one of the three.
All right.
We're going to do one off the new album here.
And another one off the record. Y'all head over there. Don't let these festival prices intimidate you. We'll take whatever you got. You walk over to that merch tent.
We even like bologna sandwiches. Fried ones, particularly. The same thing we was just playing. I know, man. It makes my sugar foot act up. All those folks down south got the diabetes. All them carbs in that bread. It makes my sweet bloods act up, and I get all funny. Yeah, I don't know.
That's
it
right,
fella.
It ain't.
No, it ain't.
He got
the
sugar foot.
I got the sugar foot, yeah. Too. Yeah, I get mean.
Yeah.
But see, I'm such a nice guy anyway that it just kind of balances out. Mm-hmm. I'm like a normal feller then. Mm. So they kind of like to give me, you know, like bad stuff. Well, this is an old southeastern Kentucky tune, and it's called The French Waltz. It's on our new album. And it's not French, and it's surely not a waltz, folks. You ready, boys? Some of these, and like I said, feel free to dance.
I don't believe they're going to.
I think you got to get out there and get them.
Yeah, fired. I think so.
What are we gonna play? We're still in that sea, boy. In the sea tune.
Spotted Pony.
The Potted Spony.
Any other multi-musicians, welcome to come up here and join us.
That's right. There you got any old-time musicians.
Bring your tambourines and kazoos and come on.
Now that's right. Come on. And some more of that good old time of dancing. We only got a couple more of these tunes. How many of you have heard of Ola Bell Reed? Anybody? I used to play with her family when I was just a young man in Northeast Maryland. And this is one of the first tunes I learned from.
This is D.
Yep.
D.
We're playing in D.
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 We better all play in the same key.
That would have sounded awful.
It works better
awful,
when we
squirrel.
Play in the same key. This is the old Tommy D tuning where they tuned down the D. They didn't use capos back then. Yes, an old Tommy tune she learned from her Uncle Doc Leroy. And it goes like this. Headed out by him. went to see my gal last night. She lives in that town. I went to fill her up, cause she was feeling down. She was feeling down, Lord. She was feeling down. I went to fill her up, cause she was feeling down. Woohoo! In the old bell one. That boat's up the river, won't come down. Tell by the way that she's headed Alabama bound. She it is.